when you say we need to wipe out childhood obesity, you are saying there is a type of body that is not okay.
You cannot simultaneously say, I mean, I don't want to stigmatize you. I just want to eradicate the earth of you and everyone who looks like you. But like in a non-stigmatizing way. Come on. Please be serious. That is not a thing that can actually happen.
It remains primarily legal in the United States to discriminate on the basis of weight. There are no federal laws that prohibit weight discrimination in the United States. There is one state, the state of Michigan, that has a law prohibiting weight discrimination, and that has actually been in effect since the 1970s. There are also a handful of local jurisdictions across the country that have laws as well. But for the most part, it remains legal to discriminate on the basis of weight.
Warum verdienen fette Menschen in den USA deutlich weniger als dünne Menschen? Wie sind fette Menschen in den Medien repräsentiert? Mit welchen Eigenschaften verbinden wir fette Menschen unterbewusst? Was hat Fettshaming und Sexismus, Rassismus und Klassismus damit zu tun? Und wie können wir gegen Fettshaming kämpfen? Wie können wir positiv mit unserem Körper umgehen? Mit diesen und anderen Fragen beschäftigt sich der Film Fattitude, der letztes Jahr veröffentlicht wurde. Der Titel ist eine Verbindung der Wörter Fat und Attitude, zu Deutsch Einstellung, und gibt einen umfassenden Einblick in das Thema Fatshaming, also die Diskriminierung von Menschen aufgrund ihres Körperumfangs oder Gewichts.
It's an issue because it creates this idea around what is good and what is bad and what who is valuable, who has worth in society and who does not.
For most of history, and in fact in most places still today, larger bodies, particularly larger female bodies, are considered beautiful, desirable. I mean, where there's not enough food to eat, being heavier is a sign of wealth, status, of health, even.
Cultural elites value what is rare and difficult to attain. And in times when it was difficult for people to gain weight, fat became the value body among upper classes. In this time when, you know, thinner bodies are more difficult to maintain and more valuable, they become much more the currency.
Die 2019 veröffentlichte Dokumentation von Lindsay Averill und Viridiana Lieberman beschäftigt sich mit gesellschaftlichen Bildern von Schönheit und betrachtet Narrative des Fatshaming in Geschichte, Kultur und Medien. Der Film analysiert, kritisiert und erklärt die gesellschaftlichen Zusammenhänge, die hinter der Diskriminierung von fetten Menschen stecken. Durch eine lebhafte Collage von Interviews und Ausschnitten aus Fernsehserien und Filmen wird die Absurdität unserer Schönheitsbilder deutlich gemacht.
Yeah, so I can be like an aggressive, horrible sex pig or like a horrible squid witch. Those are your choices. Sex pig or squid witch? Can I just be like a lady? Like just a normal lady? Can I just be like a normal lady? Come on, everyone else gets to have all kinds. Like the problem is not with Miss Piggy. The problem is with having two choices instead of a bajillion choices.
Die Expertinnen, die zu Wort kommen, kommen aus unterschiedlichen Hintergründen. Sie sind weiblich gelesen, männlich gelesen, hetero, schwul, schwarz, weiß, people of color, fett und schlank. Fattitude beleuchtet, wie Fatshaming, Rassismus und Sexismus zusammenspielen. Eine intersektionale Perspektive auf Körperpolitik, die Menschen mit Behinderung und Transmenschen in den Blick nimmt, vermisst man allerdings.
You know, when you complicate that with race, the fat black woman is the caretaker. She's the mammy, right? So she's gonna feed you all. She's gonna make sure everybody's okay while she's dying, right? Like while she's dying, she's completely asexualized. She's only there for the service of other people.
So you have this notion being constantly perpetuated that fat black women are happy always and always happy, especially to take care of white people.
So that nurturing, that motherly connection in the context of bondage and subservience became sort of in the white cultural narrative absolutely desirable. Like, who doesn't want somebody who's never gonna ask you for shit, right? That you can't, you don't have to do shit for them. They are only there to make sure that you are soothed, cradled, coddled, and comforted. Who the fuck, everybody wants a mammy. I want a mammy right now, right? Right?
And what that does is it denies Black women humanity aside from this one caretaker role. It constantly reifies the notion that Black women exist to be the help, exist to tell white people that they're important.
He is important.
Der Film Fatitude berührt. Und das nicht aufgrund der pathetischen Musik, die teilweise etwas stört, sondern aufgrund der inspirierenden Menschen, die in dem Film zu Wort kommen. Sie erzählen sympathisch, witzig und teils zynisch und bieten so die Vorbilder, die man in anderen Medienformaten vergebens suchen muss.
And I just love the way that my fat says to people, says to the culture, fuck you, I will not do what you expect of me, this body is mine.
Fatties need to occupy. Take a page from the Occupy movement. Sit in at a counter. Have dinner by yourself. Order a three-course meal. Eat it. No shame.
Die Dokumentation Fatitude von Lindsay Avril und Viridiana Lieberman kann man sich auf der Webseite des virtuellen Filmfestivals Women Make Movies anschauen unter wmm.com.